Peak painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, April 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council to consider appeal against Ravine Water Park development. Atascadero High School student named state FFA president. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles City Council will consider an appeal against two new developments for the Ravine Water Park. The water park applied for an amendment to its development plan to allow for the construction of a new no-splash pool, as well as a hot tub with a surrounding concrete deck. The plan was approved in February 2026 by the Planning Commission. It was later appealed by Ranch and Coast Properties. The appellant cited incorrect and incomplete project descriptions, a lack of off-site improvements, and a need for a traffic study. Airport flight zone compatibilities, and a lack of parking spaces off Paso Robles Boulevard. The Planning Commission has said these concerns pertain to existing site conditions and ongoing maintenance matters, rather than impacts directly attributable to the proposed project, and do not raise to a level that would warrant denial of the project. The City Council can choose to approve or deny the appeal, and can impose additional restrictions on the project. The hearing will be in tomorrow's meeting at 6 p.m., which you can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. California FFA has announced its state officer team for 2026 to 2027. An Atascadero High School student was elected president. J.C. Salas, a senior at Atascadero High School, was elected in March after an intensive selection process through California FFA. Officers are interviewed from around the state, and this year, a total of 59 candidates were selected after the initial round of interviews. Students who serve California FFA officers will take a gap year, placing college and career plans on hold temporarily. Atascadero High School's principal said the school is proud of JC and the incredible FFA program they have at Atascadero High School. JC will be honored during the April 21st school board meeting. Owner of Sunny Acres Rehabilitation Ranch, Dan Duvall, dies at age 82. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The owner of Sunny Acres, Dan Duvall, passed away at the age of 82 on March 6th. Duvall founded Sunny Acres in the early 2000s, long before other methods to assisting unhoused San Luis Obispo County residents were established. It became a facility that housed and rehabilitated individuals experiencing homelessness in the county. Residents at Sunny Hills were provided a living space and were required to work for the ranch for $5 an hour. Duvall established Sunny Acres as a way to compassionately help those struggling with addiction, stemming from his own struggles of alcoholism. Sunny Ranch also was wrought with controversies regarding safety, health, land use violations, and lawsuits from former residents. At the end of his life, Duvall was facing long-time health issues, particularly with dementia. The county elections office received more than 40 entries for the I Voted sticker design contest by local students, more than double those submitted in 2024. The winning designs were by Del Mar Elementary fourth grader Bryn Smart and Arroyo Grande High School freshman Annie Schwent. Also selected were the Yo Voté design created by third grader Aurelia Shua of Pacheco Elementary and a future voter sticker by Sarah Van Horn, homeschooled in Atascadero through Abide Christian School. All four new stickers will be made available in both county elections offices starting May 4th and will be available at polling locations through both the primary and general elections on June 2nd and November 3rd. All four stickers include patriotic symbols, such as the American flag or bald eagle. Schwent's design includes the state bird, the California quail. Three unplanned outages struck North San Luis Obispo County on Easter Sunday. The first outage struck early in the morning in the Lake Nacimiento area at about 4:30 a.m. PG&E restored power to about 500 customers later by 3 p.m. On that same day, almost 2,000 customers east of Atascadero and down south of Santa Margarita in rural San Luis Obispo County lost power. Power was restored by about 3:30 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Red Sox 8-6, the Athletics over the Astros 12-10, the Mets beat the Giants 5-2, the Dodgers over the Nationals 8-6, the Angels beat the Mariners 8-7, the Marlins over the Yankees 7-6. Tonight, the Giants will face the Phillies, the Angels will go against the Braves, the Dodgers will face the Blue Jays, the Padres will go against the Pirates. In the NBA yesterday, the Rockets beat the Warriors 117-116, the Clippers over the Kings 138-109, the Mavericks beat the Lakers 134-128. No California teams will be playing tonight. In California news, the Screenwriters Union and Hollywood Studios reached a four-year tentative agreement after 3 weeks of negotiation. Writers Guild of America unanimously approved the tentative agreement, which was arrived at rather quickly, in contrast to the historic strike 3 years ago. The agreement's actual contents are unknown, but are expected to be released in the coming days. A wildfire broke out in Moreno Valley in California over the weekend, reaching over 4,100 acres after swift growth. Right now, the fire is sitting at about 95% containment. Evacuation orders were given for households near the fire. Firefighters attribute the fast growth of the blaze to swift winds, reaching up to 45 mile per hour gusts.
In a Truth Social post, President Donald Trump has endorsed Steve Hilton for California governor. The announcement came early this morning. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. A potential merger between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern Railroads would create the first coast-to-coast rail line spanning 50,000 route miles across 43 states. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Danny Munch shares more in this three-part series.
The railroads submit a proposal to the Surface Transportation Board, which is the agency tasked with regulating railroads. And then they go through an approval process with the Surface Transportation Board, where the Surface Transportation Board will basically go through, see any sort of market disruptions. They'll evaluate public input, see if it's really in the public interest for the merger to go through. Originally, the end of last year, the railroads submitted their proposal, and it was denied by a Surface Transportation Board because it was incomplete. It didn't have all the market information necessary.
The railroads filed intent in February and are expected to submit a formal application this month. Munch explains what happens next in the approval process.
There'll be a public comment period where stakeholders, including Farm Bureau, can submit comments to Surface Transportation Board, and then ultimately, I think sometimes during 2027, they'll either approve or deny the merger. Rail customer groups like American Farm Bureau Federation, we strongly oppose the merger. We think that it will lessen competition, increase transportation rates, and put further burdens on rural shippers.
AFBF's Danny Munch.
Cattleman Hinman Angus does one thing, Angus. Join them Tuesday, April 7th for their annual bull sale, selling 150 yearling Angus bulls at the ranch east of Malta, Montana. A powerful set of cow and heifer bulls offering performance, maternal strength, cabinese, and carcass quality. Featuring sire groups from HAPSI, KO31, BCC, Rapport, Baldridge, Badger, and more. Sale time is 1 o'clock. Bid online at bid.northernlivestockvideo.com. Call Dave at 406-654-4656 or visit hinmanangus.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California agricultural exports to China saw a 64% decline last year, with the top 13 commodities in total falling from an average of $1.55 billion to about $550 million, according to new research. After joining the World Trade Organization in 2001, China became one of California agriculture's fastest-growing foreign markets. That trajectory changed in 2018 and 2019, with the first U.S.-China Great War. Then, in 2025, the California farmers were still recovering from the effects that the trade conflict and the U.S. imposed tariffs on Chinese imports. China responded with retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods, including many California-grown farm products. Some of the largest losses caused by the recent trade war occurred in California's tree nut industry. The value of the annual pistachio exports to China declined from 2024 to 2025 by about $478 million, while almond exports fell by roughly $228 million. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries on Highway 41 west of Atascadero at the halfway point. CHP says that this is a two-vehicle traffic collision. There are no traffic hazards as a result of this collision, and CHP currently has a unit at the scene. Again, there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries on Highway 41 west of Atascadero, about halfway to Morro Bay. CHP has a unit at the scene. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s. Clear skies tonight with low 40s. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the mid 80s. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Wednesday, mostly cloudy on Thursday, cloudy on Friday and Saturday with a 30 to 40% chance of showers, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Low 80s Wednesday, mid 70s Thursday, upper 60s Friday, mid 80s Saturday and Sunday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 45 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. KPRL News Time is 722.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A mixed opening for stocks on Wall Street this morning. The Dow Jones Industrials down about 10 points. The NASDAQ up over 100. The S&P 500 also in the green. Oil prices, though, are higher, even though there are talks of a possible 45-day ceasefire with Iran. West Texas Intermediate trading up about 0.75%, over $112 a barrel. President Trump has set an 8 p.m. deadline for Tuesday for Iran to fully open the Strait of Hormuz. Turkey saying one of its oil tankers was allowed to pass through the strait this morning. The conflict with Iran could lead to prolonged inflation and ultimately higher interest rates. Those words coming from J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon in his annual letter to shareholders. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Just like changing the oil in your car, changing the filter in your heating and air conditioning system will make it last longer and cost less to operate, which means more time in between needing a service technician, like me, Jared. But when you do, please remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Call us at 466-8199 and on the web at hutchhvac@yahoo.com.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real Atascadero. Remember, they are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL. Join us on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
You'll say, nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care.
Morning Exchange. All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Mr. Josh Garcia. He's head of school at Brookside Christian Academy. Most of us may remember the name of the same location, North County Christian School. They have a 50-year celebration coming up. We'll learn all about that and more. And Susanna, again, still on maternity leave. And I've got a little history, not lesson anymore, just maybe a reminder. Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, how it all came about, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So enjoy that this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice. Let's see here. Check the due dates. Never mind on that. That's nothing that... All right. So, folks, a couple of people brought up
what was it, 2 weeks ago, I think. And it had to do with that bridge to nowhere or whatever, that $114 million mountain lion and butterfly crossing in Southern California. Well, that may be have been news for many of us. And again, thanks to those who brought it up. Many people know about the rail project because it's been around since 2008. Now, the price tag in 2008 was $33 billion, and that was presented to the voters. So, congratulations, voters. Now, this long-delayed project is now estimated to be $126 billion. $126 billion. There are no trains, there's no tracks laid, and there you have it. There you have it. People have been paid. And what is somewhat funny here is that this high-speed rail project, it's facing scrutiny. And even the transportation secretary has acknowledged that many of its critics have some good points. We've made mistakes. Some of the criticism is very fair. Well, from 33 million to 126 billion, no, 33 billion to 126 billion, one would think that some mistakes have been made. But again, maybe Nick Shirley can look into, well, there have been checks written. Some have called it the worst cost overruns ever seen, which not only in government, but in the state of California, may be hard to believe. Okay, and they're now looking at exploring opportunities of efficiency. You gotta be kidding. Now, again, just in comparison, if you look at this $126 billion, even if you go to the $33 billion originally that was sold to the taxpayers in 2008, for $10 billion, Elon Musk put 300 rockets into orbit. And for $11 billion, the state of California has built 1,600 feet of elevated rail with no rail. And then, well, let's take it closer to home. For $30 million, according to John Pashong, we'll get a one-mile trail from Templeton to Atascadero with the bridge for $30 million. Folks, I don't know how many times I have to ask the question, when is it going to stop? All right. And here's some more news about a initiative that you are aware of here in the state of California, the California Billionaires Tax. Now, this ballot measure would impose a one-time 5% tax on the total net worth of anyone worth more than $1 billion residing in the state. Not their income, their net worth. Now, think about that for a second. That means a founder whose entire net worth is locked up in a private company that probably employs quite a few people. So, for example, you could have $2 million in liquid assets and $100 billion paper valuation, and California would then send you a tax bill for $5 billion. Now, don't think it ends here, because other states have been pushing this, and the level has to do with the amount of money, because the states will run out of people with that kind of money, so what are they going to have to do? Because they're doing this because the states have, I alluded to, they've overspent your money. So they would bring that threshold down. Again, this is total net worth. Now, here's something that those who hate rich people need to think about, if you are capable of doing so. The top 1% of California taxpayers currently supplies nearly half of all income tax collection in the state. How about that? Think about that again. 1% of the California taxpayers currently supplies half of all income tax collections in the state. Now, as more and more of these people leave the state, where is the money that these people who, again, earned it, made the money, and supplied lots of jobs for many people? Where's it going to come from? It's going to come from the rest of us that are left here and that are just trying to go out and make a living and, you know, just live a basic, comfortable life. And they call it the wealth tax, and they'll come down even lower like they do because they go after the middle class. Because the middle class are going to continue to be obedient servants and go out and do their job, make a living, and continue to get hit with taxes to supply the decisions based on those that, I guess in some cases, you put into office. So what do we do for regarding incentives? So those are just a couple of the things that we have going on here in the state. But remember, the ballot initiatives are coming up. They are coming up. And you need to think hard about this. And again, a word that we've thrown out, excuse me, a lot is whatever somebody may think the good intentions are, you have to look behind or beyond what somebody may be saying as good intentions, because you can't trust it, the things coming out of the mouths of these people who want to inflict more pain on, I don't care if they're rich or not, taking more money away from us when we have seen and we have heard all of the fraud, the misuse of funds, the irresponsibility with our money. At some point, no, 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 no. You don't keep giving drugs to a drug addict. Although in the state of California, we do. We do that. All righty. Let's see here. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, about anything that you would like to talk about. I have a question. If somebody knows the answer, I would appreciate it. And I don't mean to be gruesome with this. When our pilots are shot down and they land in enemy territory, is there a certain protocol that they are trained on what they are supposed to do to perhaps to avoid being captured? Does anybody know that? Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. You know, you're talking about our legislators and the fact that they just tax more. And, you know, folks ought to realize it speaks to more than that. It speaks to, you know, the capitalist system of government is you balance the budget, you cut spending, right? You know, you set up a budget, you know, and you live within your budget as best you can, and then you cut spending when you're over your budget. These guys, they're totally subscribing to that socialist theory where it's redistribution. When you start to tax the most wealthy, right, and then, you know, and there really isn't that many of those folks, and then they begin to go right down the scale, and it's just redistribution of wealth.
Well, there's also attached is the, and you've heard this before, like many of our listeners, the exit tax. So if you're going to leave the state because we're taxing you too much, we're going to tax you when you leave the state. Now,
I thought that was found illegal.
It doesn't matter in this state. They keep trying this.
Okay.
All right. So, and again, how would anybody think that that's right or fair?
It's not right. It's absolutely not right. But, you know, we keep putting these same folks back in.
But
you know,
but there are people beyond the ones that we just put in who think that it's okay to continue to go, well, they can afford it, so we should tax them.
Right.
I don't know how you change that mentality with people in this country, because it seems to be more prevalent that people are jealous, envious, or whatever the words you want to use to describe of somebody who is successful.
They're they're not knowledgeable about how the capitalist system works and what it provides for everybody, you know. They don't think. They're ignorant, you know. And old Nikita Khrushchev was right. They brainwashed them is what's happened, you know. They believe that nowadays, you know.
Well, just,
you know.
How do you unbrainwash, you know, almost two generations of people who've been brought up this way?
You're absolutely right. It's pretty tough.
It is tough. And
yeah,
I'm not sure that people of a conservative bend do a good enough job of reminding the people, and you don't have to attack them. You just simply need to, you know, make some points to them.
Right.
And ask them pointed questions, such as, I would, why are you so angry at successful people?
What? Just human nature. It's jealousy is what it is. They need to recognize it, you know.
Well, that's sophomoric. Do they realize such the number I gave you on the 1% nearly pay half the, you know, they pay nearly half the income taxes here in the state that provides a lot of services for people? And again, not to mention, they employ people. They buy things. They build things. They invest in things that make our country the country that it is.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. They don't understand how capitalism works. You know, you need those folks to provide employment, to provide innovation, to drive the country. You know, but, you know, they don't recognize it. They don't understand it. They don't want to understand it. So, I don't know how you undo it, but, you know, that's the nature of the problem. And it's, and to me, you know, you look at our legislators, and they've gone to just redistribution. You know, they're not going to cut. They're not interested in cutting the budget. You never hear a balance of budget. They don't pass budgets, you know, or you don't hear about it.
Well,
you know,
I think it goes to your point of when you mentioned the redistribution, because people think that that's okay, that somebody works hard and is successful, then is supposed to hand over that money to you. And again, I always want to make sure that I separate this because there's always going to be some eggheads. I'm not talking about the basic infrastructure that money is taken away from us, you know, for roads and, you know, all those type of things. I'm talking about all the other nonsense, such as this proposed $30 million 1 mile long trail from Templeton to Atascadero. That is a waste of money. We have enough trails in this county. We have enough beautiful natural scenery for people to figure out how to get from point A to point B, go look at nature and so forth. We don't need to spend money we don't have on something such as this. But there are people, and again, this goes to your point, John, they're just absolutely ignorant on where the money comes from.
That's it. And, you know, if you want to walk that trail, when I was a young man, we used to walk that regularly. It's there. You can walk it, you know. If the river isn't running, all you have to do is walk it. It was a wonderful thing. You know, you could walk the whole river.
Right. And
all right.
And again, you would what? Then, oh, gee, you have to walk across the railroad track. Now, I don't know about you, but even where I grew up, we walked across railroad tracks all the time.
We did it all the time. Kevin, we used to hunt that whole area from the back of Atascadero there up to Templeton. Good spots there. We used to, you know, it was wide open, and, you know, and I'm sure it's still wide open. People are too lazy to get out there and walk. You know, they want to, you know, something that's fancy with concrete or whatever. But anyhow, times change.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, the issue is the commitment to redistribution and socialism, not capitalism. And they don't understand the principle. And until unless they do, I think we're in trouble. All right.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. A great topic here. You said something about people being jealous of the rich, and I think there is a little bit of that. But I think it's more that since the 30s, American people have been told the government is responsible for their well-being. And now we've, you know, for, you know, 80, 90 years, people have bought into it. I mean, you get the Great Depression, and the government came in to assist with the idea that it is our responsibility, we have to do something. And then it just carried on. And now you get politicians, you get up there and they promise stuff. It's always interesting to me how, you know, you promise something with somebody else's money. And we know when we're talking about government, it's taxpayer dollars. But these people get up, this is what I am going to do. They're not coming up out of their pocket. They're going to the American people, and they promise it. And I can't remember the quote exactly. I think it was Thomas Jefferson. Once the public realizes that they can vote the public treasury, think of the republic is over. Well, that's been done. We've gone by that. And I don't know if that's the exact quote, but there was something like that.
Well, okay, so the people that we elect for whatever position, whether it's council, et cetera, they are so-called leaders because we've given them the authority to lead from, you know, the government perspective. Now, if you were a leader, wouldn't you want the people that you were leading to be the best they can be? And my point is going this way. I would want them to be able to rely on me, i.e. the government, as little as possible.
Right.
Because you have it within you to be able to succeed. You don't need me to succeed. You know, we raise our kids to be successful and so forth so we can cut the umbilical cord so they can handle things on their own. That's not to, you know, completely dismiss them, but that's what we do. And our leaders don't do that. Our leaders stand in front of us with a bunch of carrots in the form of dollar signs and say, you know what, sir, it's not your fault, but here's a program we're going to start to make sure that you're okay.
Yeah.
And if you have an issue, don't worry about that issue. We're going to take care of it, too, because it's not your fault.
And you said it earlier, silly American people realize that government can't solve their problems. Look at, you know, what's gone on over the years. They said, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And a lot of the stuff, or much of the stuff, if not all the stuff the government does, it's not effective. And until people realize that, and I don't know, maybe it takes, unfortunately, the road to communism, socialism, whatever you want to look, to me, it's no different, really, that we're going down. When people start realizing that their choices are going to be limited, their freedom's going to be limited, we're already going there with the same kind of think, you know, don't think on your own. You think outside the box. The Democrats are great outside with this. You know, if you think, you know, 1% differently than us, there's a problem. And we're heading down that road. And until people start to realize that, we're in trouble.
I don't, I'm not so sure that people, well, there are people that realize it because they've been brought up in a different generation. But as I alluded to with the previous caller, the last couple of generations, they've been growing up with this stuff, so it's normal to them.
Right. Right. Now, going back to, like I say, going back to the 30s, that government is responsible for your well-being. And most of us, and again, thinking critically, which we've eliminated in our society, you think critically, you're going, no, government is not responsible for my well-being. I am. And there are people that can't make that connection. And the sad thing is, again, that people that are in power, that want power, that's exactly what they want. They want people that can't think critically, that can't connect the dots, because obviously they're easier to control.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir, we're out of time, but I appreciate your comments.
Take care.
All right, before I go to break, again, I keep a couple of things in front of me here on the window. This is Jack Kennedy, 1946. Mr. Roosevelt has contributed to the end of capitalism in our own country. Now, he has done this not through the laws which he sponsored or were passed during his presidency, but rather through the emphasis he put on rights rather than responsibilities. That was Jack Kennedy, John Kennedy, for those of you, in 1946.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The county elections office received more than 40 entries for the I Voted sticker design contest by local students. The winning designs were made by Del Mar Elementary 4th grader Bryn Smart, Arroyo Grande High School freshman Annie Schwent, 3rd grader Aurelia Shua of Pacheco Elementary, and Sarah Van Horn, homeschooled in Atascadero through Abide Christian School. The owner of Sunny Acres, Dan Duvall, passed away at the age of 82 on March 6th. Duvall founded Sunny Acres as a way to assist unhoused residents in San Luis Obispo County, especially those struggling with addiction. Duvall was facing longtime health issues with dementia. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. Just foster their ceasefire talk ahead of President Trump's deadline tomorrow night for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz to oil shipping traffic. He'll order strikes on power plants and bridges.
Pakistan's army chief has reportedly been holding overnight talks with Vice President J.D. Vance, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and Iran's foreign minister. Under the proposal, a ceasefire would take effect immediately, reopening the Strait of Hormuz with 15 to 20 days to finalize a broader settlement. The proposed agreement includes Iranian commitments not to pursue nuclear weapons in exchange for sanctions relief to release of frozen assets.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Savannah Guthrie is back at NBC's Today Show anchor desk for the first time since her mother Nancy's disappearance 9 weeks ago.
And it is good to be home.
Investigators have said they have no new updates in the case and that fewer tips are coming in. The Artemis II crews fly by around the moons today. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. All right, we'll have sunshine after some of the stuff gets on out of here. High of 80, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Sunny mid-80s on your Tuesday. Wednesday will be in the mid-80s and some clouds, mid-70s Thursday, Friday, maybe some rain, about a 45%. Upper 60s, mid-60s Saturday, Sunday, mid-60s, low 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8 up and down. 6:43 a.m., 7:29 p.m., we are at 49 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals, a great price. All right, it's coming up again in support of Troop 60 and 1602. Saturday, May 9th, 11 till 1, it's the delicious barbecue. Drive-through pickup includes whole prime grade tri-tips from, let's see here, garlic bread and also Pioneer Day recipe beans, garden salad with dressing, and Scout baked cookies. Just $75 per dinner. It will feed five. How about that? Now, the tickets are on sale until May 2nd. And you can look up Scouts, BSA, Troop 60, and figure it out for yourself and get those ASAP. And it is absolutely delicious. Again, you'll get a whole bunch of meals out of it. Central Coast Home Health and Hospice, they are in critical need of volunteers to help care for patients in the county. Volunteers will be tasked with supervising patients, providing emotional support and socialization, and helping with small household tasks. Again, if you can help out or would like to find out more about the Central Coast Home Health and Hospice. Please contact them. Again, they have a critical need. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, dinner Wednesday through Sunday, birthdays and anniversaries.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. They've got that special event coming up with buyers coming to the store to buy your jewelry and art. May 19th through the 20th. Go online for more info. Local celebrities having a birthday today. We have Leona Orlick, Leslie Smiley, Joanne Vilhauer, Nicole Anderson, AJ Patel. I thought he had one the other day. All right. Janine Gibson, Deborah Reddick Gallant, Chris Lovato, is Carrie Christensen, Melissa Peterson, Tom and Tina O'Mahony anniversary, and we have a person by the name of, let me see here, Ron Gentry. If anybody knows him, you might want to test his pulse and wish him a happy birthday or what else you want to do. Okay, on my right-hand side, who do we have? I don't know. Oh, The actor Walter Huston, 1884, 1950. Whoa. Broadcaster Lowell Thomas, 1892, 1981. Ivan Dixon from Hogan's Heroes, 1931, 2008. Haggard, Merle Haggard, 1937, 2016. Ooh, love this movie. Brian Song, Billy D. Williams, 1937. Gary Livingston, the actor, 1942. Marty Patton, pitcher, 1943. Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Notre Dame, John Ewart, 1944. John Ratzenberger, cheers, 1947. Burt Blyleven, pitcher with the Angels and a whole bunch of other teams, 1951. Air Supplies, Ralph Cooper, drummer, 1953. Ooh, Mary Lou Henner, talented actress, 1952. Going on here, the big guy, the center out of Arkansas, Oliver Miller, 1970, and also Tim Hasselbeck, quarterback, 1978. Onward we go here with, where is this list? Well, that's not much today. It says Peyton List, the actress in 1998. Well, that was it. Dennis the Menace, Jay North, passed away this past April 6th, 2025. My goodness. Also passing away, the one and only, I don't know if he'd be allowed today, Don Rickles, 2017. Igor Stravinsky, the composer, he died in 1971. And Haggard did die on his birthday in 2016. James Best from Dukes of Hazzard, 2015. Mickey Rooney, 2014. One of the greatest country female voices of all time. It's that simple. Tammy Wynette. Man, it was awesome. 1998, one of my favorites. Greer Garson, 1996. The Great Horse Whirlaway, 1953. And that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I think he had 30 or 35 number one country hits. And a couple of them crossed over. Well, at least one of them crossed over, I think. Of course, that would be from Oildale, California. Haggard, Merle, to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. An Atascadero High School student has been elected as state FFA president for 2026 to 2027. J.C. Salas, a senior at Atascadero High School, was selected after an intensive interview process and will be honored during the April 21st Atascadero School Board meeting. The Paso Robles City Council will consider an appeal against two new developments for the Ravine Water Park. The water park applied to construct a new no-splash pool and a hot tub with surrounding concrete deck. The plan was approved in February but has been appealed. City Council can choose to approve the appeal or deny it in its meeting tomorrow. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
It was 38 number one hits on the country charts. A couple of them crossed over. Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys. Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, obviously in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Haggard died on his 79th birthday at his ranch in Shasta County, California. All right, we've got one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.